Today is February 20th. My name is Alana Bruton. I will be interviewing Isla Brandel, who was a Marine during World War II, for the exhibit A Few Good Women, World War II Women Veterans for the Women's Historical Museum.
Why did you decide to enlist?
Well, I saw a movie with Tyrone Power. It was all about the Marine Corps. Because they were all in dress uniforms. And I thought if they ever let women in the service in the Marine Corps, they let them in the Army right away, but not in the Marine Corps until 1943, that I would join the Marine Corps. Just like the looks of it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And your sister, you said your sister also did?
And my sister joined too. Perhaps I never would have joined because she had more nerve than I did. And she came home one night and she says, tomorrow we go down and sign up. She had stopped and talked to the recruiting officer. And we did.
How did your family feel about that?
Oh, our family. In fact, my mother, when they decided that they'd let women in the Marine Corps, she saw it in the paper and mailed me the clipping. I was working in Flint at the time, and she mailed me the clipping. So. But my father was in World War I and was always very interested in history and our country, and they felt fine about it. Both of my brothers were in the Army. And
did you feel like there are some stereotypes for women to join the military, especially the Marines, since it came about so late?
No. At the time I went in, there were probably half a dozen or more that had been school teachers, and just happened. And they were all different types.
What was it like being in a majority male environment? Or were you mostly surrounded by females?
At boot camp, it was all females. We couldn't go any place or anything unless we were in platoon formation.
Mm-hmm.
And so there, it was strictly all females. And then when I was transferred to a regular base, we had our separate area.
Mm-hmm.
And just worked out fine.
Mm-hmm. What was your training like?
My training, the boot training, you drilled just like the men did, and had to learn to march, and that was one thing I didn't do very well. I was the one that I heard a different drummer and a different beat, I guess. My sister could do it real well, but I had problems. But then we were put in motor transport school because every one of the women that was from Michigan or California was put into motor transport school. It was the only one open at that time when we went in. And those two states were the only ones at that time that required you to have a road test to get a driver's license. So they figured you were qualified from that.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't necessarily true, but so we learned to time engines and do things that I never thought I would do. I had thought I would be a bookkeeper because that was what I was doing when I went in. Ended up driving first a garbage truck when I was assigned to a regular base, that is, and then promoted to a school bus or a passenger bus. At one time we drove women to the grocery store, the officers' wives, and the commissary, they called it. And then certain times you'd have school bus drives. They alternated us with different runs.
Was the training difficult?
No.
Just something you never imagined you'd be doing.
That's right, especially the driving a garbage truck.
When you got, first, what base did you get assigned to after training?
Quantico, Virginia, the Marine Corps base at Quantico, Virginia.
Okay. Well, what was that like?
That was, it was a good place to be. We had real good food at our mess hall. The women were separate from the men, the barracks and everything. And the we were 30 miles south of Washington, D.C. And when we were, our bus schedules, you drove, 1 week you drove mornings and the next week you had afternoons. So if you had a weekend, you could spend time in Washington, D.C. And that was really nice. We used to go there quite often, shopping and sightseeing.
Were you close with the other women?
Quite a few of them. I kept in touch with probably about 10 when we first got out of service. And then some quit writing. But I still correspond with just one that's, two that are living yet.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of them passed on. We're at that age.
Mm-hmm. So, aside from the base work, going to Washington, D.C. was a really, what was that like? I mean,
driving the buses?
No, your free time.
Oh, our free time. Mm-hmm. They had a movie theater there. And I, of course, was from the country. I'd never had gone to very many movies. And I didn't miss a movie. I think I went to a movie. Every time it changed, I went to the movie because it didn't cost you anything to go. They had a real nice PX center with a theater above, and below was a bowling alley. I even tried that once. I wasn't too good at it. They had a hostess house there where you could have friends or relatives come to visit, and the PX store where you could buy most anything, and that was nice. They had a chapel on the base or where we attended services always, and it was... That was nice.
What was your daily routine like at the base?
Oh, the main thing was driving the bus. Well, you'd get up in the morning. Of course, you had to have everything cleaned up around your bunk area.
Mm.
And then just doing your work, driving
mm-hmm.
the bus.
mm-hmm.
Trying to keep order on the bus. One time I had a bus guard. He was supposed to keep order, but... he wasn't too good at it. When the children misbehaved, he'd say, "I'll get the bus driver after you." But I had taught school before, so I could straighten kids out pretty well.
mm-hmm. So you worked mostly with kids on the bus, driving them?
Just making them behave while they were on the bus. So, trying to anyway. Didn't really work with them, but one of the teachers told me when I was up, she says, "I'm always glad when you're driving the bus because they're behaving better when you bring them up here." So some of them apparently didn't pay any attention to what they did on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to have them behave. School teacher instinct, I guess.
What was it like living on a base? Was your sister there?
No. They had two separate motor transport schools because they didn't have enough vehicles to keep you all in the same class.
Mm-hmm.
So one went 1 week and one, and our names being right together, they separated the first one, then the other, so we went through different classes. And they assigned you by class, so she couldn't be assigned with me, though we asked to be. It was too late because we should have done it before we went to class,
mm-hmm.
or had the classes assigned. She was in California and I was in Virginia. And she didn't like it out there at all. So she stayed on KP duty all the time and didn't drive because she didn't like driving. Because
mm-hmm.
they had long distances to drive. You know, it's a desert area. She was stationed in the Mojave Desert.
Wow.
So she was the one that got us to go, and then she was the most unhappy.
Were you happy?
Oh, I enjoyed it. I really did. I said it's an experience I wouldn't change for anything. For the way things were then in that period in time, you know. Now it's not something I'd want to do. I'm 80 years old. But at that time, it was a good experience.
Because you're helping your country?
Right, right, right. We all felt very patriotic at that time. It was something like the people have been since this September 11th deal. Mm-hmm. A lot of patriotism all of a sudden. And that's the way it was after Pearl Harbor.
Describe your uniform, and how did you feel about wearing it?
I liked wearing it because it was sharp. Mm-hmm. It was sharp. It was dark green, and I enjoyed wearing it. And the summer uniforms were nice too. They were green and white striped seersucker, and really neat.
Was there a lot of emphasis on looking feminine or ladylike? As a Marine?
I don't know if there was any emphasis on it. I just think they did. Mm-hmm. The way I always felt it was feminine, felt I was.
Were they comfortable?
Oh, yes. They were comfortable. Mm-hmm. The only bad part was you had to polish your shoes. they had to really have a shine on them. But they looked nice. They mm-hmm. were good shoes, and they looked nice. Wish I had some like it now.
Being a Marine, I guess in the continental United States, and since it was such a late branch to be enacted, what was that like? I mean, again, I guess I was wondering, why did you choose the Marines?
I thought they had the sharpest uniform. I felt patriotic, and then they had the sharpest uniforms, I thought. Anyway, mm-hmm. Now that may not be true, but I thought they did. And I don't know, just like the Marines. Like I said, I saw that movie, and that was...
How did you feel about your overall experience?
I enjoyed the 2 years. Like I said, I wouldn't trade that experience for anything. I just really did enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And made a lot of good friends and kept in touch with them later. And it was really nice. And even visited some of them. And some of them visited me. Mm-hmm. So it was nice.
Would you serve again?
If I were the same age back in that time, perhaps, but not now, mm-hmm. but in the same circumstances, I would, yes.
How long did you serve? You said
two years. 2 years.
So 44 until?
44 till 46.
And?
The war ended in 45. Mm-hmm. It ended, in June and in Europe and then in Japan in 40. September, I think it was. It was August or September. Because I was driving bus that morning, and everybody was so happy. And some of them had been out celebrating. And President Truman came down to the base that morning. And he always walked everywhere. And our commandant didn't even know he was on the base until he had been out walking a while, and somebody notified him. And he came down and tried to get him to get in the car, and he wouldn't. And so he got out and walked with him. But that was interesting. And this one lady was on my bus, oh, there's the president. She got so excited.
So you got to see him?
Yes, just to see him walking. But it was an interesting experience, really. And I did enjoy it.
So you stayed on longer, like after the war?
No.
No?
No. As soon as my points were up, I was discharged and came home.
What was the discharge like?
We had to go to Washington, D.C. for 4 days. That's where the separation point was. Spent 4 days at Henderson Hall, which was really a naval base. And then caught the train home.
What did you do for 4 days?
Pardon?
What did you do for the 4 days? Did you?
Oh, they were there. They had us all, I forget now what all we did have to do to get mustered out, they called it, you know, and they had to get the papers all together, and I can't remember what else they had to have us do, that we had to stay there that 4 days. Mm-hmm. I can't remember whether there were health checks. I don't remember what they did. It was different. I was glad I wasn't stationed there.
Mm-hmm. Why was it different?
Oh, the barracks weren't as nice as ours, I didn't think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Just big old wooden buildings. Ours were nice brick buildings.
Mm-hmm. What do you think of the future of women in the military and women in combat and war in general?
I always felt that women didn't have a place in combat, but it seems that they do nowadays. I always felt that they didn't. I thought they could do a lot of good here,
mm-hmm.
and things, office work and things like that, that they could do well. I never thought when I went in that I'd be driving. But I have a very good friend that's in making a career of it, took ROTC in college. She's a captain now and goes to reserves every other weekend, like, and then in the summer, sometimes she's had to go to Germany for 2 or 3 weeks and to different bases around the United States. She really enjoys it. Mm-hmm. She likes it. I don't know about all this combat and because we were, the men and women were, you know, in separate areas. You weren't together in the barracks, and everything were in a completely separate area.
So you didn't really interact with the men?
Pardon?
You didn't interact with the men?
Yeah, you got, yes, I shouldn't say yeah. Yes, you got to meet them, you know, because you couldn't help it on the base. You would, they had an NCO club, and they had where you could go and dance and things like that, and you'd get to meet them and all that.
Did you go to dances a lot, or?
Quite a bit, we did. Mm-hmm. Girlfriend and I used to go, and we got the name of being the two girls that drank Coke, because we never would drink like the rest. It was the two girls that drank Coke. But, you know, we'd go together to mm-hmm. and dance. And that was it.
One of my questions, which I don't know if applies to you, you never really felt in danger, did you?
No.
No?
No, not at any time.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No crazy incidences driving the bus.
Yeah, right. And you could only drive 15 miles an hour on the base.
Really?
That was the speed limit on the base. The only time I got to drive, you probably went a little faster than that because it was hard to keep a vehicle at 15 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You almost have to get up to 20 at least. But at one time, had to drive a school bus off the base, and then you could go to the non-commissioned officers' kids. You had to pick them up off the base. They lived off the base. So.
Do Do you have any other acts that you wanted to contribute or stories?
Nothing that I can think of.
But overall?
It was just a good experience, I felt.
Oh, good. Thank you for your time.